At demonstrations across the country since late May, police have used so-called less lethal munitions to disperse protesters, firing foam projectiles or plastic bullets at people. And as Guns and America's Jonathan Levinson reports, despite being known as less lethal, these weapons often cause severe injuries and even death.
Juneteenth protests in Portland were energetic. The crowd gathered at police headquarters, chanted anti-police and Black Lives Matter slogans.
But really, it was a pretty calm evening.
Stephen Weiss was one of the protesters that evening. For more than a month, nightly demonstrations here have ended, with police resorting to violence to disperse hundreds of largely nonviolent protesters. Multiple people on the ground that June night say unprovoked and with no warning, police rushed out of the building and fired impact munitions into the crowd.
Through the fence, over the fence.
Impact munitions are commonly called rubber bullets. They can be foam, plastic, beanbags. The intent is to inflict pain and, police say, change behavior. They're also incredibly dangerous. They can break bones, cause head injuries, and frequently kill and maim people. That night, police pushed the crowd into the park across the street.
And at that point, they were still kind of just taking shots into the general crowd.
Weiss had his hands up when he was shot above his right pec with a 40-millimeter impact munition. Multiple people standing around him were also shot, including one person who was shot in the head.
It seemed like there was just a lot whizzing by at head level, at kind of chest level.
That violates police policy on how the weapons should be used. Even as local and state lawmakers have called for limits on the weapons and a federal judge has restricted their use, Portland police have continued to use them when tensions escalate.
We really don't see a role for kinetic impact projectiles in crowd control.
Dr. Rohini Har is a medical expert at Physicians for Human Rights who studies crowd control weapons.
Because there's really no safe way to use them.
Har says it's impossible for law enforcement agencies to employ them in a way that doesn't risk severe injury or even death to protesters. She led a study that found 3% of people struck by impact munitions die. 15% suffer permanent disability. She says if they hit someone's eye, they're likely to have some level of permanent blindness. More than 20 people at protests across the country have suffered traumatic eye injury from impact munitions. And if a round hits someone's neck, it can be deadly.
Almost all of the important things that are necessary for survival go through your neck in one way or another.
And it's easy to accidentally hit someone's neck. Studies have shown the weapons can be less accurate than advertised. An officer may aim at a person's legs and hit them elsewhere. Police in Portland and in many other cities also use something called a stinger grenade. They detonate and send a blast of small rubber pellets the size of a blueberry at bystanders. In June, Portland police used one to disperse protesters, and a pellet became lodged inside a protester's eye. Brian Kastner is a weapons investigator at Amnesty International.
If the police officer wouldn't just walk into the crowd and randomly swing their baton and try to hit everybody in arm's length, then why would you use a stinger ball grenade that effectively does the same thing?
Portland police didn't respond to questions about how they're trained to use these weapons, but the commander of Portland's rapid response team, Lieutenant Franz Schaining, said that without these munitions, officers would end up having to use physical force.
There's a higher risk of injury with that than there is with a lot of our specialized munitions.
Juan Chavez is one of the attorneys for protesters and a civil rights group suing Portland. He says that's a false dichotomy.
You don't hear them saying that about chokeholds, for instance. Or you can't stop us from using chokeholds because otherwise we're going to have to use baton strikes on kneecaps.
The lawsuit is one of more than 40 filed against police across the country in cities like Sacramento, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, and Charlotte. The judge in the Portland case issued a temporary restraining order, saying that impact munitions may not be used if people engaged in passive resistance are likely to be subjected to the use of force. Hours after the judge issued the restraining order, the streets of Portland sounded no different. Court documents say one person that night was left unresponsive after police dropped a flashbang from a second-story window. Chavez says police already have a way of dealing with people who are causing violence at protests.
What the rules say is that they should be arrested, not 95% of other people who are at protests get tear gassed or get hit with impact munitions.
But, he says, police officers aren't trained to deal with protests like that. And records show, departments like the one in Portland aren't changing their approach. When the protests began to ramp up June 1st, Portland police spent $50,000 on tear gas, stinger grenades, and other impact munitions. For Guns in America, I'm Jonathan Levinson.